You're listening to the Everything Swallow podcast with Sean and Shayna Swallow.
Put on your house robe.
That's right, that's it's right. The Swallow.
We are a little early this morning.
Because the Swallows are here.
Gonna keep you on your toes.
Make yourself comfortable. The Swallows are here. The Swallows are here.
We are here, and you know what today is, don't you, Jada?
I do. I know what it is.
It's Happy Thoughts Thursday, so go be happy today. It's Happy Thoughts Thursday, so go be happy today. Happy Thoughts Thursday, it's Happy Thoughts Thursday. Go be happy today, cause it's Happy Thoughts Thursday.
Bop, 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 bop. All right. I have gotten through all of our musical intros in order for us to get started. All right. We have a great show lined up for you today. I am going to, but first, we've got some things that we want to talk about before we get to our guests. So a few more minutes. Give us a couple more minutes. We'll get ourselves grounded. Got more people that want to come and join this live show. And so we're going to give them time to do that.
Yes.
All right. How are you this morning?
I'm good. How are you?
You know, I'm good. I'm regretful this morning a little bit for all the work that I have created for us today.
I I said that yesterday.
Yeah, I woke up this morning. Well, yesterday I was feeling fine and fancy free, you know what
full
I mean?
Of
and
vigor.
Full of vigor and excited. And I bought a new chainsaw.
Yeah.
I cut down all the branches.
Oh, it's really good.
And then you look up at the trees and you're like, oh, it's so glorious. So good. But then you look down at the ground. And I thought, shit.
Yeah.
That's a lot of work.
Yeah.
That's a full day for me. Maybe not a full day.
No. But if we do it like we do it, it will be, it'll just go through it, you know?
So my plan was this. My plan was to take the new chainsaw I've got and just go through the entire yard and cut everything up.
Sure.
And then after I've done with all that, then go back and collect it all and pile it.
You try it. See how it works for you.
I guess I could cut a branch and pile it, cut a branch. I just don't want to do all my bending at once. You know what I mean? I don't want to bend all day. I just want to bend once at the end.
That's a lot, though.
Picking up all that crap. That would be a lot.
It's, if you think about it, it's the same amount of bending either way you do it.
Whether I spread it out or I just
do it all at once.
Okay. Mm-hmm. Okay. Fine. What about you today? You're killing it with the sewing machine.
Yeah.
That's all you have to do today is sew.
I have to sew.
Okay.
I have to sew a lot of masks.
Yeah, I know. That's a drag, huh?
No. It's not too bad.
No, it's good.
I've just been donated a whole bunch of fabric, which is glorious, and that's what I'm making now.
Yep.
Yeah, so just keep making the masks, and it's good.
Yeah.
People probably need them before this weekend, too, because it is Memorial Day weekend.
That's what I was going to say.
And so they should probably get them. So when they leave, just in case, when you roll into the gas station, you have one.
You've got a mask.
Yeah.
Because they're becoming more and more places that are mandating that you must have a mask on when you come inside. Regardless of what the county says, regardless of whatever, they're the independent owner of this, proprietor of this establishment, and they say they want everyone in there wearing a mask, so you better have a mask.
Yeah.
Because then you don't have a mask. I'm telling you, there's a lot of people getting angry over this mask. There's a lot of anger right now.
Yeah.
And you just don't know when someone is going to be that one moment where they fly off. Just like me. I said, say, hey, you should have a mask on. And a dude chases me down the road for 7 miles in my car. Okay, you know what I mean? And so it's just, thank God he didn't have a gun or a club.
Right.
You know what I mean?
He might have. He just didn't get close enough.
Yeah. So I've even been, I'd say a victim, but I've experienced the anger over the masks firsthand.
Right.
It's just not worth it.
No.
Just put on a mask.
It's not worth it.
And it's not worth being angry about it either.
No, it's not. So. And it's really not that big a deal.
Yeah.
You know, like, let's just get past this already.
Right. Just put the mask on. That's a new way of life. Let's move forward. It's gotten so bad.
I feel like if you have one on, everything should be able to be open.
You should be
everything.
Accessible.
Yeah.
Everything's accessible to you if you have a mask on.
Yeah, right? Absolutely.
Except for like the pools.
Well, right.
You know what I mean?
I don't know what they're going to do about that.
Swimming pools either.
Because they're supposed to be opening this weekend.
Waterworld closed for the season.
Yeah, they're not opening.
That's incredible.
Yeah.
But yet the water park down here in Inglewood is opening up.
Right.
It feels like because they've got the
pools are full.
Yeah. And it's flowing and spitting water on the slide. So it's gotten so bad that we've had to invent new ways to social distance ourselves from everything.
Right.
You know what I mean? And that can't be good for society.
No, it's not. It's not going to be good for us. We're losing physical contact even with people.
But not just that, but emotional contact and emotional experiences, because we can only experience so much with ourselves and with, you know, just a couple people. You need the rest of the world to open your horizons.
Right.
So in Spain, I found a story where the way that they're even causing people to stay away from each other more and more is now you can go and get your beer from robots.
Oh, wow.
They've got robots serving people food and alcohol in Spain. So what does that mean for the food service industries coming up? I mean, there's people that. What about that lady at the Breakfast King?
Well,
that
J-Baby,
has been there 50 years.
That's what J-Baby just said, the jerk that shot the Waffle House cook in Aurora.
Yeah. That's not cool.
I mean, it's
that could have been me. I was so scared, people. That guy was chasing me.
You know, you said it before. Like, what does it prove?
What purpose
what,
does it
What
serve?
Does it give you? It doesn't change the situation any. Yeah. You haven't won anything.
Nope.
You've actually just damaged your own life really, really bad and other people's.
Yep.
I mean, it's just really interesting.
Exactly. And we are isolating ourselves.
Yeah.
And that's not what we're supposed to do as humans. We are created to feed off each other, to grow around each other, right? As iron sharpens iron, so does man. Man sharpens man. You know, we make each other better,
right,
by being around each other. And now this is just causing. So I guess that kind of is a perfect segue into what we're going to talk about today, because today we're going to talk to Lori Cheadle.
Yeah.
And she is an author and she's a life coach and inspirational person in, you know what I mean? And she's going to help us, you know, maybe with some tools to navigate this
through this time,
extremely
right
rough time,
right
an emotional time.
She has some words of wisdom.
She's got a book named Flaunt, and she's calling in right now, and we're going to speak with her. This is Laura. How are you doing this morning, Laura?
Hey, I am doing great. I'm just happy that my phone was working on the call-in thing, because it was not working earlier.
Okay.
Oh, good.
See, perfect. It's all about timing, right?
That's right.
Well, maybe so. All right. I just said you are the author of the book Flaunt.
I am. It's an amazing book, if I do say so myself.
Well, Shane and I did watch some of your reading of your video. Ooh. Yeah, we did. We took a sneak peek. And I'm pretty excited about this. And not only is your book exciting, but you are or do live in Littleton, which makes you pretty freaking cool.
Oh, my God. I know, because Colorado people are the best.
Yeah, we are. Are you a transplant?
No, I'm a native. I was born and raised here.
Good for you.
Beautiful.
Same as us. Shane and I both were born and raised here.
And, I love that. There's not many of us.
There's not. And I grew up in this sweet little town of Littleton and have not gone away.
Right.
Yep. So I'm the coolest.
Pretty much. Ooh, you are. I'm all the way from Lakewood. So, hey.
Oh, what is it? What did they call that? Lakehood.
Yes. But at the time, it wasn't like that.
The name comes from somewhere.
It does.
Well, we're excited to have you on because, like, I'm sure you were listening. There's a lot of negativity and a lot of anger right now in the world that's just floating above the surface. And your book, I think if I said it correctly, is kind of gives some tools to help navigate through some of that.
Yeah, it really does. My whole work revolves around the fact that we're always in the middle of some sort of a storm. You know what right. I mean? Whether it's a marital problem or a kids or a career problem or a health problem, or like me right now, gaining 20 extra pounds, there's always something that we're like, oh, I hate this. Once I take care of this, then life is going to be better.
Right. And yes.
Yeah. And the truth is, there's always going to be something. So we can either get busy living and enjoying it in the moment, or spend our whole lives being like, oh, well, once this happens, then I'll be happy. Oh, well, once that happens, then I'll take a vacation. You know what I mean?
Yep. I know what you mean. I tell people that all the time.
Always waiting for some big event to happen in order to make our lives better.
Exactly.
Like winning the lottery.
Right.
Yeah, because even now, how many of us are like, well, once this whole virus goes away? Well, it's not going. Yeah, it's not, and it might not.
Yeah. Well, I've said it, and I've heard people say it too. Well, once we get back to normal, I want to do this. Or once we get back to normal, we're having a costume party. I don't care if it's July. You know what I mean? I'm just ready to have another party and a gathering and be around people because I'm a social guy. You know, it's just been difficult for me.
Right. And it's not going to get back to normal. And even when it does, why can't we have some fun now? Why can't we figure it out now? And a lot of what I do is around having fun, but a lot of it is also just around allowing yourself to ground into what is and feeling good. Because no matter what's happening, we really just want to feel good.
Right.
Yeah.
I agree totally.
And you know what? even after we weather this, and this is what I think a lot of times people forget, is like nothing is ever going to be normal again, because we have had to make so many changes and endure so many things during this time that mentally we're not going to be the same. Behaviorally, we're not going to be the same, you know? So it is better to just learn and adapt to be where you are all the time, so that you can enjoy your life and you can weather the storm better. You know, I think that if you are that person, say, like, oh man, I just can't wait for it to, you get stuck. You get stuck in that one moment, in that one space where you can't, you know, and then it's harder to free yourself and move on to the next more exciting thing.
Oh, absolutely. Absolutely. With people, you know, before this whole virus hit, I was working a lot with people who would get railroaded into beliefs about they had to, you know, look a certain way or be a certain way. And I was always talking about that narrow range of acceptability in order to be happy. And then this happened. And I thought, you know, no, it's not great. No death and illness and financial ruin. There's nothing good about those. It's just not, sorry. But if it can make, yeah, it's true. But if it can make us expand our range of happiness, there's nothing wrong with that.
Right. And sometimes you need a reset, right? Like, I mean, life was getting a little crazy there. I mean, in all ways, people are so over the top with everything, keeping up with the Joneses, everything.
Well, and maybe the whole Me Too movement, the whole hate, the anger and the complete trying to separation between and women and you know what I mean? It's just the whole world in the last 8 years has become different.
Yeah. Really spinning.
There's been this wave of entitlement and disrespect for humankind, like I don't think humanity has ever experienced.
Right. And now we maybe have a chance to reset a few things. Maybe we don't need to live so financially spread out.
Yeah.
Well, maybe, yeah. You know what I mean? $1 million home may not seem that as important anymore.
Yeah, as opposed to just living within your means and enjoying your life, finding the little things that make you happy in your life.
And the problem is that a lot of us, myself included, are forced to have to reevaluate everything about our finances because we have none now.
Right.
Yes.
You know what I mean? And so it's like, okay, so if I'm a server or if I worked at my full-time job was working at the theater.
Right.
Or I was the film operator for Alamo Drafthouse.
I thought about those guys just the other day. I was nothing. Like, oh man.
Yeah.
They have nothing.
And you may not.
Yeah.
May never come back.
Right.
And so how does that guy feel?
Right.
Yeah.
How did he get through?
How does someone like that get through?
Right.
So tell us, what does FLAUNT mean? What is that all about? What is FLAUNT?
Ooh-hoo, I love it. FLAUNT is an acronym, and it's for the 5 steps that everybody can use every day to really ground into who they are and find that compassion and find that center no matter what jerk is chasing after you with or without a mask.
Right.
Yeah. Right. Yes, exactly. And F is so much fun. It stands for find your fetish.
And
I define fetish a couple of different ways. Yes, a fetish is that thing that's a ton of fun. It's that thing that we want to do just because it's fun. But also, if you look at the definition, a fetish is an object that we believe has magical powers. And if you think about the movie Dumbo, his feather was his fetish because he thought he could only fly if he had the feather, but really the power was in him all along. And I think it's important for us, first of all, to find our fetish and to do what's fun, but also to find those little magical things in our life that can elevate us and make us strong. You know, whether it's like, oh, whenever I wear these shoes, I rock it, or this is my favorite t-shirt. Own that power, find your fetish, and set yourself free.
Yeah, I like that.
I like it.
Yeah. And then the second step is L, laugh out loud. And laughter is so healing. I mean, there's so much you could say about that, but find things to laugh about. You can either be totally frustrated and be like, this world is awful. People are crazy, which they are. But yes. You can also, but you can
and
also
it's hard not to focus
it.
On.
Yeah.
Exactly. But laugh about it and have some jokes around it and find, you know, like-minded people and put some levity into situations, even when they're dark, because it will help you stay focused on what you can do.
Right. Mm. Yeah. I agree. Yeah. I agree with that. Yeah.
That one could be one as well.
Oh, they're all going to be tough.
Oh. Because, well, which one's the easy one?
None of them.
Oh. Yeah, exactly. I think the next step coming up is actually the hardest. Oh. And that is AU, accept unconditionally. And I call that the golden center of flaunt because AU, get it, symbol for gold. Yeah. Accept unconditionally both yourself and other people and everything around you. Mm. Think about how much energy and effort we waste wishing things were different. I wish this hadn't happened.
Oh, yeah. I tell people that all the time too.
Oh yeah. Because you're brilliant.
Well, I don't know. Energy to me has a physical feeling. And so it's like, you're just exhausting yourself. Don't you feel it? I'm watching.
Yes.
And a lot of people don't even understand that feeling.
Right. No, that is so true. And whether it's physical or the energy, you're absolutely right. We focus and fixate on what we wish. I wish my body looked this way. I wish my marriage was this way. I wish oh my gosh, great. But let's accept unconditionally that it's not.
Right.
And when you accept unconditionally that it's not, then you can actually see the steps to get there.
Right.
As opposed to faking it.
Yep.
Yeah.
Enforced.
Yeah. Yes. So that's hard.
Yes. That one's not just hard, but it's also one you have to intentionally work at.
Right.
You have to retrain your brain on that one.
Well, to become aware and see the situations and be like, okay, I see what's happening here.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay. And I like it too, because it really requires us to be humble and to be kind of vulnerable about things too, to admit that, no, this isn't a good situation. I, you know, whatever it is. Yeah. I'm having mental health issues, or my marriage might be abusive, or, you know, then we admit it. And then we can figure it out.
Yeah. And I think once you do that, once you do the acceptance, you do see it in a different light. You know, your perspective kind of changes a little bit. And therefore, you do see things presenting differently, so you can understand them differently and then handle them differently at the same time.
Yeah, absolutely. Absolutely. And when you can kind of wrap your head around it, just like you said, see it differently, then it flows to that next step. And that is navigate the negative. Oh. And I want to preface the whole thing by saying, I really don't believe anything is positive or negative. It just is.
Right.
You know, everything has an upside and everything has a downside.
Yeah.
And how are you going to navigate that? It's not emotional. It's not attaching to something. You know, again, like I started off the show saying, whether it's a death or a diagnosis or a virus or a divorce or a job loss, how do we navigate it? How do we accept it? Yeah. And then navigate it, because it's an opportunity too. We all know that.
That's what I always say too. There's a learning experience in there. What are you supposed to learn? What are you supposed to change to not have that happen again? You know? Yeah, that's good. That's good how you're going to navigate it. That's very true. I think it's setting you up too for the next step of your life. You know what I mean? If you're handling it very negatively, well, then you just kind of stay in that negative space. You know, if you see it realistically and logically, then you can move. But when the emotion is so heavy and thick in that area, that's where it becomes very hard to navigate. Don't you think when your emotions are just like, okay, you have to get them, got to bring them back in line, see things, you know, with a little bit more intention, a little bit different in perspective, you know, and then move forward through there. Very fun.
Yeah. And then, you know, using those first steps, the finding your fetish and laughing out loud, bad things can happen. You accept unconditionally. You can start navigating and seeing the plan, and you can still laugh about it. Like, we bought a house right before this virus to use as an Airbnb. Well, guess what? We can't rent it. Okay, we still have the mortgage to pay. I mean, come on. Is this bad? It's really bad. But it's hysterical, too, because our conversation was like, what could go wrong with a rental? And it's like the universe saying, a virus. A virus could go wrong.
Wah, wah. Now it's like, okay, shoot. Regroup. Yeah. Regroup.
Right.
Yeah.
So it's navigate. Yeah. It's not slit my throat. It's navigate.
What are you guys going to do?
You know, we have been quote unquote renting it to some family and some friends who we trust, who were social distancing, who were going up just on their own and staying in the house. So we feel socially responsible. They're like, hey, I can give you $50 a night. We're like, great. That's better than $2 a night.
Yeah, that's brilliant. That's brilliant though. Yeah. If they even go one, you know, just one couple at a time, whatever. Yeah. Why not? You can totally clean it, you know, for the next visitor when they come.
Exactly.
Yeah. See, that's finding the bright side.
Yeah. And it gives people a chance just to get away too, because they know us and they know we're being safe and they know they're being safe. And sometimes you just want to leave your own bedroom.
Oh my gosh. Yeah. And your space. Exactly. You know, and to feel like you're not trapped in your space.
Exactly. Exactly. Yeah. It's just like house swap basically.
Yeah. Yeah. That's great.
Yeah. And then redo your bedroom and make a new headboard. No. Oh. Okay. Well, I thought we were
that
like,
would make me happy.
Remember house swap? Remember neighbor swap, whatever the hell it was called? And then the wives were always like, I fucking hate this.
She was saying that they bought a house for B&B right before this all happened. Yeah. And
horrible.
And then it's like, oh, but they have found a way to still
to find the positive.
Yes, exactly.
Brilliant.
You know, and it's kind of a dry test run for you, too.
So true.
You know, so see how it's going to be in your space and how they're going to treat it and everything. And that's good, because then you're like, okay, you're going to need a lot more of this or a lot more of that. You know, that's exciting. I don't know. Yeah. I try to find the good in everything, you know. I mean, because like you said, it's not good or bad. It's just something that happens. And then it's how you react to it and how you choose to handle it. If it's going to be negative or positive. But I do try to find the positive and I do try to laugh at it, because otherwise you go crazy.
Yeah.
Yeah. And that's the thing. Why be miserable? I mean, bad stuff happens all the time to everybody. You know, nobody is immune from that. So knowing that everything is going to be a shit show, what are we going to do about it? Well, I'm going to have, I'm going to try to have as much joy and connection and peace as I can, realizing that sometimes obviously I can't, but I'm still going to take these 5 steps of flaunt and use them daily to keep myself in the right mindset, to keep myself moving forward.
Right. And well, weren't you on a tour?
Yes. Yeah. My book came out and I was supposed to be on book tour all summer. I was supposed to be, meeting people and going to bookstores and selling my book. And now I'm like, that didn't work.
Right. Yeah. And now here it's like, okay. Again, how do you navigate it? Rethink. Right. Okay. Where can I go and talk about my book, because it's been squashed.
Right.
Can't go outside. Yeah. That's amazing. Yeah.
And what's been nice is I'm meeting people, you know, like you guys and other people, and people are calling after podcasts and they're like, I just want to talk. And I'm like, great, I'll talk, because I have the time to talk and let's just get to know each other. This is fun. And then I had a couple of people who were like, do you have a reader's guide yet? And I said, no, do you want to help me make one? And then read the book. And then, we have this one-on-one conversation, like, where do you want to go deeper? And does this question make sense? Well, I would have never done that zooming around doing book signings all summer.
Right. Exactly.
Right. Yeah. That's pretty great. And I don't know, it'll probably even be bigger now when you do get to go and go back into the bookstores and do your book tour. You're already going to have a bigger following, you know, just from a little period of rest.
Exactly. And real connections, not just like, I saw this book and it looked cool, but I've been talking to her and we've had a lot of things in common.
Mm-hmm. Are you doing any kind of like videos or anything like that talking about your book?
I've done a few and I'd like to do some more. I've been trying to remain responsive to what's going on and to what people are saying. And I just started or finished producing a series of 3-minute daily meditations. So I thought that would be something that I could just put out there because I know we're not focused right now. I know we're all like, oh, squirrel, oh, sparkle.
Right.
And I thought, yeah, 3 minutes. You can do that while you're brushing your teeth if you don't have time.
Right.
But most of us have 3 minutes and most of us can focus for 3 minutes. And most of us are going to feel a little bit more centered just by stopping and focusing and being intentional for 3 minutes.
Yeah.
So that's what I've been working on this month.
That's very exciting. So where do you have that at? Do you have a website? Do you have a Facebook page?
I've got it all. Laura Cheadle. And my name is Laura. You'll love this. As in Colorado, L-O-R-A. So many people don't get that. And Laura is in Colorado.
And I love it.
Got it.
Yeah. LauraCheadle.com. And then I'm also all over social. You know, Facebook.
Okay.
Instagram. Facebook is what I do the most.
Okay.
Yeah, Laura Cheadle.
Is your name on all of those platforms?
Yes.
Okay.
Yes.
Yeah, very exciting. I want to check out your meditation videos.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. They're going to be nice. They're going to be really nice.
I mean, three minutes seems like a long time to brush your teeth, but I know.
Yeah, but by the time you get the toothbrush out, put the toothpaste on it and brush and then rinse it, you know what I mean? That's about 3 minutes.
Yes.
You got me.
Yeah. And then we never got around to the tea and flour.
That's number 5. We need number 5.
Yeah, number 5, because that's the best one, I think.
Okay.
The other 4 steps are meant to guide you into the T, which is trusting your truth. There's all of this, you know, concern. Oh, fake news. What's a reputable source? What's the truth? Not only with the virus, but with everything in life, we have to trust our own truth. And I'm a firm believer that we're all intuitive. We're all energetic. We all feel when something is right. We all feel when somebody is going to be a jerk. We all feel inside if we're making a right or wrong decision. And it's really important to flex and build up that muscle. Because when we trust our own truth, things do tend to turn out better for us. Instead of seeking to please, seeking to avoid judgment, seeking to impress somebody else, that never goes well. But when we trust in our own truth, it always goes well.
Yeah. I agree. It does.
Yeah.
Wow. That's amazing. I mean, we're going to read this book.
Yeah.
Now, I was watching it when reading your book. It's a big book.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah,
it looks like it's got a lot of information in there.
It's got a lot. Most of the people that I'm talking to say they read it once because it's fun and it's funny. And they're like, oh, this is a great story. And they implement a couple things. And then they take the book and they read it a second time and they really do this stuff.
Right.
Yeah. It kind of gets down in there the second time.
Well, I think the first time is a tester.
Right.
You know what I mean? And then it's like, oh, it worked. And so then it's like, okay, let's read that again and try it a little bit better. You know, a bit more serious the second time.
Now, can we find the book on Amazon?
You can find it Amazon, Tattered Cover, Barnes & Noble. I even found it on Walmart and Target the other day.
That's very cool.
Yeah. And I was also just going to say, part of the reason that it's fun to read the first time is I'm a former corporate attorney who turned burlesque dancer. So many people get, and I use my story as like the illustrations of how you flaunt. And so many people get caught up in the story because that's such a unique journey. And that's another reason where they're like, I just got to read about the burlesque dancer.
I love it.
Well, tell us a little bit about that. How did you go from law to burlesque dancing? Was it something you always wanted to do?
It was something I didn't even know about. I danced when I was little. Colorado Ballet, you know, I did all the little girl dancing. And then I was a pom-pom dancer in high school and college because I love dancing. But I had no idea what burlesque was or what it was all about. And then when I was in my mid-40s, when I was 44, I took up a pole dancing class because I got a Groupon for it. And it was fun. Okay. And I loved it. And I was busy because I had my kids and my job and I was doing all this stuff. And the only class that worked into my time slot was the burlesque class. So I was like, well, yeah, why not? I'll take it because I just need something for me because I'm killing myself. My soul is being sucked dry by life and I need to dance again. Yeah. Fell in love with it. A month later, auditioned for a burlesque troupe, made the troupe. Like 2 months later, I was dancing in Vegas. So,
holy crap.
So, yeah, so meant to be. Just so meant to be. But yes, I've always been a dancer, just not a burlesque dancer.
How fun. That's exciting.
Very cool. Now, do you dance here at town at all?
I do. I was dancing at the Clock Tower down on 16th Street Mall.
Yeah,
which is so much fun. But with the book and the writing deadlines and all of that stuff, I've had to let a lot of the dancing go just because it takes so much mental time and energy to be creative and do the routines and do the costuming and, you know, stay up for a 1 a.m. show and then get up and have a 40-page writing deadline.
Oh, yeah. That would be tough to do. Okay. Yeah. And then the corona. That didn't help.
Right. That doesn't work.
That slowed down the dancing.
Yeah.
Although tonight I'm getting together with my best burlesque dancing friend. Oh, gosh, you're going to love this. We are doing a Zoom photo shoot. Business on the top, burlesque on the bottom. So we're going to totally... we're just going to screenshot and dance and have our business top and our burlesque bottoms.
That's fun. That'll be super. That'll be super fun.
Yeah.
Super sexy.
Yeah, no doubt. Will you forward us that link for that Zoom? We'll pop
totally.
It.
Totally.
Totally. We'll pop it. Give it a look.
I've got some burlesque for the bottom.
Yes, you do.
I got an outfit.
That's great.
So fun. Well, it's good to laugh. And I really appreciate you reaching out to us.
Yeah.
And sharing this with us.
Share it with people because this is people, especially people that follow us. They like this kind of stuff.
Yeah, it's very timely.
Yep. Absolutely. And they have time to read it and implement something before we try to create a new normal.
Right. Which is what we have to do.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. And I'd love to meet you guys since we're practically neighbors. And same thing for any listeners who want to talk and read the book and have questions. Oh, my gosh, please reach out. I mean, that's what I like to do is connect and meet and talk and, check out the meditations. It'll be fun.
What's your email? Can people email you?
Of course they can. It's Laura, L-O-R-A. Laura is in Colorado, at lauracheadle.com. And it's C-H-E-A-D-L-E, just like Don Cheadle. Okay. But we're not related. Oh, darn it.
I know, bummer.
Well, I have had people be like, are you his sister? I'm like, no.
Nah.
I wish. Maybe. I wish.
He's not that cool. He's not that cool at all. Well, good. So then people can just reach out to you through every platform they can find you on.
Yeah.
They can find me everywhere. Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
That's great.
It sounds like it.
And we encourage them to get the book, read the book, reach out to Laura and talk to her. Talk to her about it. Exactly. You know?
And a lot of people right now are, I know we're selling a lot of masks. And so people come to the house and we've got a little station set up for people to pick masks without them coming into the house. And so we're distancing and all that jazz. But man, they just want to stand there and talk.
Oh, sure.
Oh, they want to tell me about what's their dad going through and they want to talk about because it's like they got nobody new.
No one new to talk to.
No one new to talk to.
In real life.
Yeah. Face to face.
It's different when you see that other human body. You're like, oh, my God.
Yes.
Oh, my God. Oh, my God. I think I can smell your butt.
Yeah, just happened.
I have to see you.
Well, like Mary says, she misses getting hugs.
Yeah.
She just wants a hug from somebody.
Yes.
Just stand on a street corner with a sign that said free hugs.
Right.
Yeah. I did that once. I hugged one during the parade.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. I knew it was a bad idea when he buried his beard right into me. I shouldn't have done this. No more of those. No more.
Yeah, no more.
Maybe that's what we should do, is we should get some of those beekeeper suits and go stand on the corner with free hug signs. Because then if we're all, you know, we're all in a plastic Tyvek suit.
Yeah.
You can't get on us.
You know, I feel like that suit's going to get sweaty on the inside.
I'm just trying to figure out a way to make people happy.
Yeah, right. Air hug. Uh-uh.
Air hug. Well, we're going to pick up the book and we'll read it together, Shane and I.
Yeah.
That'd be great. It'll be
fun. You know what I mean? And we can, you know, it's just a good time to take some time for self-help.
Yeah. Why not?
To learn about
yourself. And learn to live your best life.
I want to come out of this myself a stronger person. You know what I mean?
Yeah. So. And with your jobs and everything else, it's like, man, maybe this is a good opportunity to figure out a different way for you to make money and take care of yourself.
Yeah. Reevaluate.
Yeah.
Yeah. And what I really push in the book is that self-expression, you know, that authentic self-expression. I was kind of this burlesque dancer trapped in a lawyer's body. And sometimes it takes something to disrupt our flow. And, you know, maybe the disruption of this whole pandemic will help us figure out who we are and how we do want to express ourselves and show up in the world.
Right.
And I think also your story about becoming a burlesque dancer is maybe we should not be afraid to expose ourselves to something new.
Right.
Because, you know, you went out on the limb and you bought the Groupon for a pole dancing class, which I'm sure was kind of out of your normal.
Oh, totally.
And then, you know, due to conflicts of scheduling and stuff, you were kind of pigeonholed. You had to do this burlesque thing for it to work. And then it finds out it's like, it's your perfect thing. It's your perfect passion all of a sudden, or it's your a good fit for you. You know what I mean? So you just never know until you do something different.
Till you try.
Something different.
Oh, yeah. And like the fear that I had, you know, people are going to judge me. They're going to think I'm stupid. They're going to think I'm an exhibitionist. They're going to think I'm a bad mom. Oh my gosh, people were like, this rocks. That's the best thing ever. That's totally you. I wish I could do it. You've inspired me. You know, all that judgment was just in my head. It wasn't really going to happen.
Right.
And that's, well, we always build it. I know me personally, I can build up everything in my mind to be way worse than it will ever turn out.
Yeah.
But that's just that's my jam. That's what I do.
We all do.
Right. It's just reining it in. You got to control it sometimes. Got to control it.
I'm just typing in here. Some people are asking about the name of the book. It's Flaunt, but I want to put it in here.
Yeah. And it's Flaunt, Drop Your Cover and Reveal Your Smart, Sexy, and Spiritual Self. Because we're all covering, you know, we cover our intellect because we don't want to threaten people. We cover our sexiness because we don't want to be seen as that kind of a person. We cover our spiritual beliefs because we don't want to offend. We cover all of these pieces of ourselves that really, once we open up, we can connect more authentically with people anyway. And then we're happier and it just makes the world a better place.
It's great description. Totally. That's exactly what I do all the time. I do all of those things and people are always like, wow. What? And I don't care. I live my life, live my best self. And that's it.
Yeah.
Yeah. So I was just trying to get you drop your covering.
Drop your cover and reveal your smart, sexy, and spiritual self.
Couldn't remember it all. I was trying to look it up.
I like that alliteration. Sa sa sa.
Okay, there we go. I got it in there for everybody. I've typed it in correctly. Yes. Okay.
There we go. Cover, not covering, but you'll still find it. It's all good.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You'll find it. And and you can be inspired and it's good. And what's great is you're local. You understand the culture here in Colorado. So, you know, it's awesome. I'm looking forward to reading it.
Yeah. Colorado's awesome.
Yeah, we are. Laura, thanks so much for being on with us.
Thank you guys for having me. So much fun. And sorry about my, like, oh, I can't find the call in button panic this morning.
Okay. Hey, you're navigating a new thing. So sometimes there's a learning curve.
Absolutely.
We get that.
And I got it.
You got it. Nailed it. All right. Have a great day.
Thanks. You too. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
All right. That's awesome.
That is great.
I feel like you need to write a book or something. We should write a book. It's all these great books out there.
Yeah.
I mean, we have some book knowledge.
Yeah.
Of some sort, I think. At least, like I was saying yesterday, a pamphlet. I could write a little
leaflet.
A little leaflet. Yeah.
That's what we were talking about yesterday.
Yeah.
Little leaflets of knowledge. I don't know. I think that's great. I think that's a great book. And I think we should all get it and we should all read it and we should talk about it.
Like a book club?
Why not?
That would be fun. You know, the theory of the flat earth started with a leaflet. So things can come out of leaflets.
Who's in the room right now?
Well, we got Medium Rick is here. Classy is here. We've got our Jay Baby.
Hey, Pop, it's Dina Joe.
I think Jen is here with us. Dawn. And Laura is still here with us. Gaga is here. What's up, bitches? Hey, thank you for the other day, Gaga. I can't say enough how sweet and how great you are to us and generous you are to the Everything Swallow podcast.
Yes.
Go to Littleton Cafe and have a wonderful breakfast.
Right.
I want to go there right
again,
now.
Right?
I'm hungry. I want to go there right now. Can I just tell you my order right now? Come get it. I'm just kidding. That was rude.
When she can open up, we should go and take the patio or whatever.
Yeah.
Or the parking lot, wherever we can set up and eat at.
Right. What if we brought our own tables? And folding chairs?
Sure. A little picnic table.
Either way.
Set it up.
Is
Missy Sheriff in there?
Missy Sheriff is in the room. She says hello.
Hi, Missy Sheriff.
Mary Poppins says she just ordered Flaunt off of Amazon.
Oh, nice.
Yeah. Which is very nice.
She's
read all the books that she owns twice now. So she says
she needs a new book.
So Mary's going to read it in like probably a couple days.
Right. By the end of the weekend, she'll be done.
We're just going to pass it around, the Everything Swallow podcast official book. We'll all sign it.
Oh, that would be fun.
That would be great. We can all go through with different colored highlighters and highlight the things. The stuff that mattered to me is going to be in blue. I'm a blue highlighter guy.
You're funny.
When I always highlighted my Bible, I liked the blue.
Oh, yeah.
Other things, the yellow and the green.
Yeah.
Nah,
it's just too much for me. Too bright.
Yeah. I like the blue.
Oh, I do. I like the purple and the pinks.
Oh, yeah.
I also like the blue.
You were a pink Bible highlighter.
Mm. You're funny.
Well, this has been good. It is. Let's just kind of regroup with the podcast.
Yeah, we all need to buy them and support her.
And support local artisans, authors, people, and wonderful people.
Yeah, I love it. Mary's orange highlighter. Oh. Dina Joe's pink. Yep. We need to all buy one.
It's Happy Thoughts Thursday, so go be happy today. It's Happy Thoughts Thursday, so go be happy today. Happy Thoughts Thursday, it's Happy Thoughts Thursday. Go be happy today, because it's Happy Thoughts Thursday.
Woo! That's right, it is Happy Thoughts Thursday. So everybody get your happy thought ready.
Yeah.
And type in your happy thought for us. What's your happy thought? You can't be generic like, this podcast makes me happy, because it makes everyone happy. I'm happy for my new chainsaw.
Yeah.
You know, I've waited a long time to buy that chainsaw.
Yeah.
And then once I bought it and used it, I felt dumb for waiting so long
to buy it.
Yeah. So I'm happy about that. I'm happy about the weather.
Yeah.
Yeah. I'm looking forward to a really nice weekend. I want to go camping.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I want to go camping too, but I don't want to go camping on the one weekend where everyone's going camping.
Wow.
Every single person.
A lot of people are going to be camping this weekend.
A lot of people.
So it's a camping weekend. Gaga's happy because she is getting her hot tub fixed today having us come over.
Oh, yeah, we are.
Jay-Z is getting out of town, going to the woods. So she's happy about that.
A lot of people.
Penny got a home.
Oh.
That's the puppy she was fostering? Yep. J-Baby is happy because she started an Amazon war. The first receiver got theirs yesterday.
Oh, what is that?
I don't know what that means.
What's Amazon war?
What is an Amazon war? And the first receiver got theirs yesterday. Is that when you just send really horrible stuff to people?
I don't know.
Like, did you send somebody that light up butt plug or something? As a gag gift? That's a great idea. Now, Missy Sheriff, she sent you that chocolate wiener in a box. You got your chocolate dick in a box.
Oh, yeah. I got my dick in a
box. I looked at it yesterday. Mm-hmm. I didn't take it out. I just opened up the box and looked in on it. And it's firmed up.
Yeah.
Have you pulled it out to look at the other side yet?
Uh-uh.
See if it's got a vein on it?
Yeah, it's going to have a vein on it. You're funny.
Oh, Gigi. Her name is Gigi. That's the name of my, oh, her grandmother, granddaughter. I don't know what the hell's going on. Someone got a hat. Oh, you buy a random gift on Amazon without the receiver knowing. I bought a friend a dancing llama, and she's going to post a picture to it to the Swallow Nation.
Okay.
I got it. Send. Sean, what kind of chainsaw did you get? No, I didn't get a Still or a McCulloch. No, Husqvarna. Yeah, I got a Portland. It's a electric Portland chainsaw, pole saw that's a 12-foot extended. And 12-foot extended, and I got it from Harbor Freight.
Yeah.
But I bought the extended warranty, so if anything goes bad for 11 months, I can take it in there and replace it.
Get
it free.
A different one.
Even if my chain gets dull.
Oh.
Well, yeah, that's a factory defect.
Oh.
Those are supposed to stay sharp forever. So I could have bought one of those, but I am just not into gasoline motors.
Yeah.
You know, I mean, I have my lawnmowers and they work well, but I just feel like you're mixing gas and oil for chainsaws and things get gummed up and I'm not going to use it very regularly and very sporadically. So, you know, next year I'll go to it and it'll be wah, 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 never start.
Yeah.
And I just don't want to deal with that. So now I just plug in
and boom. Go. Plug and go.
I love it. Harbor Freight is fine for some things. If it gets the job done, that's all that matters.
That's right.
I just need it to get the job done for a while and get all these branches that were beating my house up.
They were so overgrown and big. They're just hitting the windows and hitting the windows and hitting the roof.
Mm-hmm.
It's just damaging the freaking roof.
Yep, that's right. The shingles.
Oh, it's
starting to scar.
Yeah. And so we had to get them off of
and it worked
roof.
Great.
It was really
it worked
great.
Really good. So good.
Super easy.
And I'm afraid of heights.
Yeah.
People. And I got up on the roof and was cutting off branches with my pole saw.
It was good.
Because I could stay in the middle of the roof.
not get towards the edge.
I didn't have to get to the edge at all. No, it was beautiful. I loved it. I was 12 feet away from an edge.
That's funny.
Made me feel very secure. I don't like heights.
That's my thing. You don't like heights. I had a weird dream about like parasailing or
you said that
like
in the middle of the night
skydiving, but it was like you're skydiving but yet you could like fly in your parachute almost.
Ooh, yeah, I like flying dreams.
It was weird.
I had a dream about ironing straps for the masks.
I bet you did.
I can see it in my mind, very detailed.
Yeah.
I was trimming the little hairs. The little hairs. Well, it's good. It's good that we try to think about a new perspectives during this time, right?
Yep.
So I think that Laura has a great message. I think her book is going to be good. And, you know, it wouldn't hurt to do a little meditating.
Right.
Right. I'm going to start doing some self meditating and not exploration, but strength, you know, affirmations. Mm-hmm. That's the word I'm looking for.
Right.
You know what I mean? So I just want to tell you about this nurse in Tulsa that she was suspended from the hospital she worked at after she arrived at her shift wearing no clothing.
Oh, wow.
All she had on was her underwear and her transparent personal protective equipment. So I'm guessing she was just wearing that really thin gown thing.
She had something
on. She's like, screw it, man.
Yeah.
She said, it's too damn hot to wear all my clothes underneath all this vinyl gowns and all this PPE. And so she was just wearing her underwear. Well, she's been disciplined. And because she violated a uniform requirements, I don't know if she'll get, you know, fired or anything like that. But I'm sure she's going to get a mark on her permanent record.
Yeah, but give me a break. Those poor people are suffering.
We talked to Nurse X and she says that she's, you know, you're just totally with three masks mm-hmm. and a hood and a hat and the gown and the gloves and the and everything. So I get it. It's hot.
It's hot.
You get down to your skivvies in there. Today is National Waitstaff Day. So that's a bummer.
Yeah.
So order food and tip.
Well, you know what? I just had the thought. If you know someone who works in the food industry, maybe you just Venmo them a tip today.
Great idea.
Right? Like, you know, people who are bartenders or waitresses.
Right. Yeah.
You just Venmo them $5, $10, $15, $20, $25.
Right. And then
here's a tip. We love you.
Here's a tip because you're not getting any.
Right.
Because I can think of a couple people like Robert.
Yeah.
I mean, his restaurant is closed down, so he's not working at all.
No.
So, I mean, he could use a tip.
Yeah.
Of course, his podcast and his video stream is doing very well.
Yeah, good.
His game stream, which is fun. If you like watching people play video games. I mean, just not board games. Today is Global Accessibility Awareness Memo Day, Rapture Party Day.
Ooh.
So I think let's just get together and party for the rapture. Today is Rapture Party Day. Do you think the Christians are partying?
I don't know.
I mean, who parties on Rapture Party Day?
I don't know.
Interesting, huh? Well, tomorrow, I just think that's kind of weird, right?
Yeah.
Tomorrow is Goth Day.
Oh, so yeah, I will everyone wear black.
Yep, I will be dressing as...
Put your eyeliner on.
Drakkar Noir tomorrow. I will be... you will refer to me as Drakkar Noir. And for National Goth Day, let's all make sure we put on our goth outfits tomorrow and post our pictures.
Yes.
Maybe for the podcast tomorrow, since it's a Friday, we'll do video and we'll be in our goth outfits.
Okay.
For the podcast.
We have to find some. Gotta make them.
We've got goth outfits. I got leather pants, baby. I got my goth outfit.
I don't know that leather pants are necessarily goth.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, black leather pants with the boots, the real tall boots that make you real tall.
You don't have any of those.
I made my own.
Oh, though, whatever. Yeah,
I got my own goth boots. I'll put some spikes on them. All I got to do is put on the makeup.
Yeah.
And I need some black, fingerless black gloves.
There you go.
All right. That's it. That's the end of it.
Exactly right.
All right, folks. Thanks for listening.
Happy Thursday.
Happy Thoughts Thursday. What's your happy thought?
Oh, I don't know. I'm happy that I woke up today.
Wow. So am I. I guess we have the same happy thought.
Yeah.
That would suck to wake up and you weren't.
To wake up and you weren't awake?
Yeah. And you didn't wake up?
Yeah, that'd be horrible.
I'm not making that phone
call.
You
took that one the opposite way.
Yeah, yeah. So pick a different one.
You took my happy thought and made it not happy.
Oh, thank God.
I'm happy for all of these wonderful people who love us so much.
Yeah, we're lucky.
And spend time with us and we get to be around them.
Yeah.
They get to be around us.
They get to, we're happy you guys get to be around us.
Yes.
Thank you all.
We get to be around you.
Yep. You guys make our lives better. And we have people to talk to.
Absolutely.
You know what I mean? We're fortunate that we have people we can talk to because there's a lot of people that are still trapped in their house with no one to talk to.
Right. Right.
And that sucks.
That sucks.
And there's people like Scott that are still working 20-hour days.
Yeah.
And can't even get to the grocery store.
Working like a dog.
Because he does PPE equipment.
Yep.
So. Love you all. Love you, Gaga. Thank you so much. Classy little cupcake. We love everyone here. Hope you have a wonderful Thursday.
Yeah.
It's going to be a beautiful day.
Be safe.
Try to get outside, but social distance and wear a mask and have a great Memorial Day.
Yeah.
No, we'll be back tomorrow.
Yeah.
No, tomorrow it's Goth Day. I will be Drakkar Noir.
Yes, you will.
And shall be addressed as such.
Okay.
Bye.
Goodbye.
Are you nodding off over there?
No, I'm okay.
All right. I
love you. I love you too. Goodbye.
Bye, everybody.